Happy birthday, dear Flip Empire Show. This is Alex Pardo, and you are listening to episode 315 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? This is the third year anniversary of this podcast, the Flip Empire Show. So if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Welcome home. I hope that this becomes your home base for when it comes to podcasts, when it comes to personal development, when it comes to building your real estate business, when it comes to marketing, hiring, scaling, making more money, lifestyle design, etc. I have been just so grateful, and I'm so thankful that I made the decision over 3 years ago to create this podcast, to launch this podcast. It was June 6, 2016. And so if you're listening to this at the time of its release, today is the third year anniversary of the Flip Empire Show, and I'm super, super pumped. I thought I would kind of go in a little bit of a different direction because we're 315 episodes in. It's been 3 years since I launched this show. I've learned so much as a result of launching this podcast, and just so many people I've had the opportunity to connect with, to interview, content I've been able to produce and create. So again, if this is your first time joining, make sure to head over to flipempire.com. Use the search bar. There's tons and tons and tons of resources. Use a search bar, type in different keywords, different experts, and chances are it's there. If it's not, reach out to me, and I would love to create some new content for you. And if you have been listening to the show for a while, thank you so much. You know, without you, this show would not exist. And I want to deliver a different type of content today. on a weekly basis, it feels like a weekly basis. Pretty much is. I have at least one or two people that reach out to me asking me, hey man, how'd you start this podcast? What has it done for you? What are the benefits? How can I start a podcast? What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on that? And I've shared so much of my knowledge and my thoughts on that I figured, because it's the third year anniversary of this show, I figured I would just kind of condense everything I've shared with people that have reached out to me onto a PowerPoint here. And I'm happy to share this PowerPoint resource with you and maybe get you thinking about why and how and why you should start a podcast and what it can do for you. So the title of this episode is Why You Should Consider Creating a Podcast and How It Can Benefit You, Your Brand, Your Business, While Massively Impacting Others. You know, that was really the driving force behind me launching the Flip Empire Show. Is I found myself constantly having conversations about real estate, about lifestyle design, about impact, about marketing, making more money, scaling, etc., that I'm like, why don't I just record these conversations? There were so many times I spoke to people, and at the end I was like, dang, I wish that thing was recorded, you know, because I think it could benefit a lot of people. And that was really my intention behind launching the Flip Empire Show. And yes, it has opened up a tremendous amount of opportunity. It's opened up a lot of doors. I have been able to monetize the podcast, but that wasn't the driving force behind it. It was more to help and impact you. So I want to first start off, you're listening to this. Chances are you're a real estate investor. You're an entrepreneur. Don't tune out. You've probably never considered starting a podcast, but I'm here to tell you that podcasting has exploded, and it can help you in your house buying business. If you're a coach or a consultant or a mentor, it can 1000% help you there. If you're looking to just build a brand, build an audience, it can help you. If you're really just interested in monetizing a podcast, there are several ways you can monetize a podcast. So let me first just kind of plant that seed with you that there's so many benefits to podcasting. And so let me first kind of tell you why podcasting has exploded. So these stats are as of a couple of months ago that I pulled online. I'm not going to vomit too much on you here, but 64% of Americans have heard a podcast. 44% of Americans have listened to a podcast. 26% of Americans listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. 69% of these are consumed on a mobile device. Americans subscribe to an average of 7 podcasts. And then 6 million or more Americans have become listeners as of last year, 2018. And that number has just grown. That's coming from convinceandconvert.com. I want to give credit where credit is due. And, you know, I just talked about my why for launching the Flip Empire show. So one of the ways that I learn is I look for the shortest path to knowledge and to wisdom. And one of the things I did was a podcast that I subscribe to is Entrepreneur on Fire by John Lee Dumas, who he has well over 2,000 podcasts published. It's a daily podcast show where he interviews different entrepreneurs from different niches and different verticals, etc. And just somebody that, you know, he monetizes his podcast. I think he generates roughly $200,000 a month, every single month from his podcast. And I reached out to him. I connected with him and I hired him. You know, I paid a pretty penny to consult with him for a few hours. And he gave me a lot of guidance and he shared a lot of his expertise. Without him, I don't know if this would have been possible. It probably would have been, but I would have made a ton of mistakes along the way. And so June 6, 2016, the Flip Empire show was born. I decided to launch 2 shows per week, a masterclass expert interview on Mondays, and then a Q&A or just a very specific niche content that I deliver on Thursdays. And so as of today, 315 episodes have been published every single week since June 6, 2016. 2 episodes have been released, well over 300,000 total downloads, 140 iTunes 5-star ratings and reviews. So I'm super, super grateful and thankful for those of you who have taken, you know, the minute or two to submit an honest rating and review. And even if you haven't, just for tuning in and subscribing. So let me jump into, this isn't about the Flip Empire show. This is about the benefits of hosting a podcast and how you can, create one, why you should create one so that it can impact you, your business, your brand, while massively impacting others. So benefits from hosting a podcast. Number one, you can share your message and your mission. You know, you can impact lives. Okay, that's huge. That was again, my driving force. Number two, you can grow and create an audience and amplify your business and your brand. You can connect with influencers, investors, entrepreneurs. And here's the cool thing, guys. Having this platform is almost like an easy button to access, you know, to access the people that you want to connect with because you have this platform. It allows you to build authority and credibility. You know, you get more exposure. You get to get your name out there. You improve your communication skills. I have seen my communication skills, it's incredible how much they have improved year over year because, you know, it's that saying, if you want to be, do. And so if you want to communicate, if you want to improve your communication skills, communicate, you know, speak. Getting behind the mic and speaking on a daily basis is a way to improve your communication skills. So other benefits, guys, you have tremendous amount of opportunity. So if you're interested in coaching or consulting or selling products or services, this is a platform where you can get that out there. Affiliate marketing, you know, every time I made a conscious decision not to promote anything that I don't either use, have used, or believe and stand behind because I know it's a great product and there's great customer service behind it. So affiliate marketing is definitely one way you can monetize a podcast. Speaking gigs, like I said, it's opened up a lot of doors. Sponsorships, which is an avenue I've decided not to pursue at this time, but you know, you can have sponsors on the show. They will pay you to sponsor their product or service on your podcast. You can bring in leads and people can bring you deals. It opens up doors for joint venture opportunities, for private money, if you're intentional about the content that you put out there. I just talked about content. You know, it gives you the opportunity to provide valuable content. And that has helped me fulfill part of my purpose, which is contribution and impact, is getting on here and just sharing what works, what doesn't work, a lot of the bumps, bruises, and failures I've had, a lot of the successes I've had, getting experts on here to share their successes and their failures has really impacted a lot of people. It just fills me with joy and gratitude when people reach out to me and say, love your show. It's done XYZ for me. You know, keep going. I mean, that's the fuel behind, that's the fuel on top of the fire that I need and that I get. So thank you for those of you who have reached out And now I'm going to kind of transition for those of you who have gotten this far into this podcast and are interested. There's different types of podcasts, right? You have interview based, you have topic based, you have Q&A. This particular show is a variety and hybrid of everything I just mentioned, interview, topic based, and Q&A. And then you have other types of podcasts. You know, you can do live shows. You can take the content you're already creating if you're a speaker, and then you can just, you know, if you're a YouTuber, you can republish it and launch a podcast. So there's different types of podcasts. Podcasting equipment, I'm not going to get too much into the weeds with this, but just know that all you need is a computer or a smartphone, a microphone. And by the way, you can get a Logitech ClearChat. It's $29.99. Super, super cheap. I'm recording on a Heil PR40, which is it's a little bit over $300. Really, really quality mic. But a Logitech ClearChat for $30, you're on your way, and it's actually pretty good quality. Recording software, you can use Adobe Audition, Audacity, GarageBand. Note, I don't use any of these. I actually record on Zoom. And then I have a company that I've outsourced a lot of the, they take care of the show notes and the audio bumpers and all that kind of stuff. That's what I recommend you do, unless you just love the techie stuff. For me, the vision behind me starting the podcast, I literally just wanted to jump behind a mic, hit record, share my thoughts, upload that recording to Dropbox, and have everything else taken care of for me. And that's exactly what happens. So I want to kind of transition now into 7 lessons that I learned, guys, that I've learned throughout the last 3 years in hosting this podcast. Number one, if and when you decide to launch a podcast, there's something in iTunes called new and noteworthy. And when I launched this, I was aware of it, but I didn't really understand the impact and how valuable this was. So new and noteworthy in iTunes, think of this like podcast beachfront real estate. Okay, think of it. And by the way, think of getting access to beachfront real estate for free for 60 days. If you had beachfront real estate where you didn't have to pay anything for 60 days, I guarantee every single person listening to this would take advantage and use that real estate. You would stay there, you would enjoy the beach, etc. Well, in new and noteworthy, iTunes will feature you on that new and noteworthy, and it's giving you a bump. It's putting you out there. It's going to get you additional subscribers, and it's going to get your podcast out there. But so what you want to do is you want to ask your network, you want to join a community, you want to ask your friends and family to promote your show. Okay. So that's the first thing that a lesson learned, which I didn't do. You know, I have a big network and I didn't really tap into that network. I have so many friends in the industry, influencers that I know would have supported me. And because they know I'd put out quality content, and I didn't ask them, and I didn't take advantage of that new and noteworthy. I know I would have significantly more downloads and have reached more people, impacted more people, if I just would have tapped into my network. Also, you know, promoting it through your email list or social media channels, I didn't do that. Huge mistake on my part. Being proactive about getting on other people's podcasts so that you could deliver value to their audience, and at the same time, maybe plug your show at the end. Okay. Or even if you didn't plug your show, just getting your name out there on podcasts, providing value, people will find you. I can't tell you how many experts come on to this show and they tell me, you know, weeks later, months later, hey, I've had so many people reach out to me as a result of hearing me on your podcast. So that's really, really cool. That's another way to add value to your experts. And then there's a service called Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, which essentially syndicates your published episodes to various platforms like SoundCloud, Stitcher, you know, Google Play, Google Podcasts, LinkedIn. I believe Spotify is on there as well. So definitely make sure that you are using Libsyn. It's pretty cheap. The second lesson learned is, guys, go deep, not wide. So you're listening to this. Chances are you're a wholesaler, you're a real estate investor. I would not advise and recommend you to create another podcast on flipping, which is what this is, the irony, right? So the reason I went with the Flip Empire show is back in 2006, I bought a domain called flipempire.com. I was able to get my hands on that domain. To my surprise, it was out there. You know, nobody owned it. So I claimed it for $8-$9 on GoDaddy, and it's a valuable, valuable domain. And matter of fact, when I consulted with John Lee Dumas, this is kind of a quick one that nobody knows out there, is this show, when I was going to launch it, was actually going to be called the Real Estate Wholesaler Show. Okay. And in conversation, I didn't even think much of it. I just happened to drop in my conversation with John that I own the domain. I own flipempire.com. I own flipfortunes.com, flipfreedom.com, and several domains. And he's like, wait, back up. You own flipempire.com? And he goes, first of all, any three of those domains would be awesome to launch a show around. But he's like, I really like flipempire.com. And I'm like, yeah, man, I've always wanted to brand and develop that. So that's the reason I went with Flip, which is kind of going wide, right? If I was to start a podcast today, a matter of fact, I have thought about starting a podcast today. I would make it another podcast. I would make it about local Miami real estate. And my purpose would be to connect with cash buyers and connect with private lenders. So I would go very, very niche, right? I would go local here in South Florida and I would target cash buyers and lenders. Okay. You might even want to consider launching a show that reaches homeowners, or maybe it reaches real estate agents, but it's very local to your specific city, to your specific county, because I'd rather you be the big fish in a small pond versus another flip show, which there's several out there, and it's just tougher to get eyeballs and draw the right subscribers, okay? You also want to make sure that you're defining your avatar. That's something I did do. I was very clear on who I wanted to target and who I wanted to speak to, okay? Number three is only recording audio, not video. You know, the first 250 episodes, I believe, or 260 episodes was just audio. Now I'm recording on Zoom, so I have the video content. I can upload this to YouTube and to other channels. And what's cool about video is that now you can strip out the audio. So you have the audio, you can have the video, and then you can have that transcribed. So you have three different pieces of content. You know, people consume and learn in different ways. So I would use Zoom. Before I was using Skype, I was using Call Recorder, but I was only doing audio. You know, as of the last couple of months, I've been focused more on creating video. Not doing anything with that video at this time, but I have the content, okay? Number four is, like I said, I wasn't promoting the podcast when I launched it. All of the growth really has been organic. And when guest experts come on, sometimes they promote it to their audience, to their social network. But really, 90% of the podcast listeners that we have in the downloads has been organic, which is pretty cool, but it's the reason I don't have significantly more downloads, which I know I could have had, right? Number five, I just kind of touched on that, not repurposing the content, you know, is taking the video, putting it on YouTube, taking the audio, putting it in different platforms, transcribing it and getting it on Scribd or some different platforms out there. So you want to make sure that you're repurposing the content. Number six, you want to make sure you batch record episodes in advance. So, you know, I'm usually about a month ahead of schedule as far as content that I've already recorded but hasn't yet been released. You want to make sure that you're carving out a day or a couple of hours where you just batch record all of the content. Number seven is, you know, this is interesting. This actually happened to me at the beginning of the year and it was a really, really painful experience, is make sure that if you're going to curse, okay, and I'm not going to say any words, but even words that are like super, super light that most people wouldn't even consider cursing. If you're going to curse, make sure that you tag your podcast show as explicit. Or if you don't curse, but every now and then you drop a curse word on an episode, make sure that you tag that episode as explicit. Okay, I don't curse a lot, but there was two or three shows where I did drop a few words. No big deal to me, but iTunes actually removed the show for about a good week to 2 weeks. That was not a fun experience, and I realized after digging, it's because I used the S word, four-letter word, the S word, you know, big deal, right? I used it on a couple of episodes and I didn't tag that episode as explicit. So if you're not going to curse, make sure you keep it clean, tag the show as clean, and that's going to open up, I think, your audience a little more. But if you do curse and that's just part of your language, so be it. Just make sure that you tag the show explicit, or the episodes where you do curse, tag those as explicit, okay? And then last but not least is, here's my advice, guys. If this is appealing to you in any way, shape, or form, if you like the idea of starting a podcast, do it. You know, don't worry about having everything perfect. Just start recording, okay? Number one, get clear on your desired outcome. Why are you starting a podcast? Is it to monetize it and that's your main goal? If that's what it is, so be it. That's fine. Do you want to just impact, create more content? It's a combination of everything. Just get clear on why you're starting a podcast and what your desired outcome is. Second, what's your niche? Go deep, not wide. You know, define your listener avatar. Decide on the frequency and the format of the show and be unique. You know, don't just start another interview-based podcast. I mean, if that's what you want to do because you want to connect with people, awesome. But how can you make it unique? Maybe it can be a live show. Maybe, who knows? Maybe you want to entertain and so you want to wear a wig, you know, or sunglasses, or you want to be funny with it. Just be yourself. Don't try to be me. Don't try to be anybody else. Be unique. Be yourself. Another one is have supporters for your launch, to promote your launch and to promote your podcast. You know, tap into your network, into your resources. And then again, I'm going to reiterate, guys, be yourself. Add your flair and your personality, because that's what's going to connect with the listener. One of the biggest compliments, probably the biggest compliment I've ever gotten about this show, is that I'm genuine, I'm authentic. People connect with me, and it's because I'm just myself. And if you like it, awesome. If you don't, that's fine. You know, but be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Another one is outsource the tech so you can focus on the content creation. I would hire an expert if you're not techie. I don't want this podcast to be a shiny object that takes you away from your core real estate business. Focus on your core business. You know, that's what puts food on the table. But so hire an expert to repurpose the content and to take care of a lot of the tech stuff, which is really not that techie, to be honest with you. If you do decide to repurpose the content and create video, you can put that on YouTube. You can have 1 minute micro video clips created for Instagram, also for Facebook. And then, you know, like I said, you can have these podcast episodes transcribed, turned into blogs. And here's the last thing, guys. Here's the biggest thing I'm going to leave you with. Consistency is everything. Consistency is critical. If you're going to launch a podcast, you got to be consistent with it. So if it's one show a week, make sure you record and publish and release one show a week. If it's two shows a week, if it's three, if it's a daily show, which requires a tremendous amount of time and commitment, so be careful if you decide to go that route. Consistency is key. It's critical. That's probably been one of the biggest feathers in my cap, is that for 3 years straight, two shows have been released every single week. That's how I have 315 episodes released and why I've created this community, this Flip Empire community. And there's just, there's so many loyal subscribers and listeners to the show, which again, I'm just extremely humbled by, that people would tune in on a weekly basis to hear my voice and to hear my content. So that's amazing to me. You just got to be consistent. So guys, that's what I have for you today. Again, this was a little bit of a different show as far as the content. I thought it was perfect timing because it's the 3 year anniversary. It's the Flip Empire Show's birthday. So connect with me on Instagram at AlexPardo25. Connect with me on Facebook, other social media. And again, there's over 140 five-star rating and reviews. If you like this show or if you've liked any shows, just take a quick minute, guys. It would mean a lot to me. It would mean the world to me. Go to flipempire.com/iTunes and you can go ahead and just, it's very simple to leave a rating and review. And then the last thing I will plug here is, this is another example of being able to tap into this platform to not just all the benefits I mentioned, but one thing I didn't mention is to grow our team. One of our team members came from hearing me on the podcast and she's been with us for 2 years. So it's also a great way to attract rock star team members that fit your core values and your purpose. So we are hiring two positions at this time. We're looking for a dedicated dispositions manager to sell our deals, you know, and build relationships with cash buyers. You got to be local here in Miami or in South Florida. And it's a big plus if you're bilingual, you're fluent in English and Spanish. And I'm also looking for another acquisitions manager to build relationships with agents and to specifically get deals off of the MLS and from agents and other on-market channels, auction sites, etc. So if either one of those positions appeal to you and you're local to South Florida, go to flipempire.com/team member and you can go ahead and apply there. So guys, that's what I got for you today. I am losing my voice, so I am going to unplug here, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how this particular episode is received. Hopefully you got some value from it. Maybe it planted a seed. And if not, that's fine. Just we'll be back with our regular scheduled content on the next masterclass. So thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you are enjoying your summer if you're listening to this during summertime. And have an awesome day. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.